This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission bars the use of government vehicles by federal and provincial ministers in the election campaign. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad assures with everyone's joint efforts, upcoming elections will be held peacefully. And North and South Korea fire missiles off each other's coast for the first time. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission of Nepal has prohibited the use of government vehicles by federal or provincial ministers and the office bearers of the local units in the election campaign. The Election Code of Conduct, First Amendment 2079 Bikram Samat, Clause 5, Section A, forbids the use of government vehicle as well as resources for the campaign of election to the upcoming general elections. The voting for the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly elections is scheduled for November 20th this year. The Election Code of Conduct brought into effect towards the end of September this year in view of the twin elections aims to ensure the election is held in a free, impartial, transparent, credible manner and in a peaceful atmosphere. Furthermore, the amendment Election Code of Conduct permits the ministers who are contesting the upcoming elections to involve themselves in the election campaign in their respective electoral constituencies. The Lumbini Provincial Level Security Meeting has started in Butwal for security preparations for the upcoming elections. In the meeting, Home Minister Balkrishna Khad said that with everyone's joint efforts, the upcoming elections will be held peacefully. In the meeting, the security situation of the province and the upcoming elections were discussed. Chief District Officer of Rupandehi Bharatmani Pandey informed that there was a presentation from Chief District Officers of 12 districts and heads of security agencies in the meeting. Heads and representatives of various security agencies and Chief District Officers of all 12 districts of the province participated in the meeting. Nepali Congress Central Member and candidate for the House of Representatives election from Morang Constituency 6, Dr. Shekhar Koirala, has said the ruling party's alliance should secure a win in the election for the protection of the Constitution. In his address to a corner meeting organized at Biratnagar today, the leader stressed the need for the victory of the alliance as he argued for strengthening democracy, preventing corruption and establishing good governance in the country. People's representatives of Bhaktapur's Changu Narayan municipality, political leaders and locals have protested the delayed construction of the Kamal Binayak Nagarkot road section. They blocked the road and sit in protest in Kamal Binayak Bhatkeko Party area of Bhaktapur. Changu Narayan municipality chief Jivan Khatri, deputy chief Ramesh Burathoki, outgoing mayor Som Prasad Mishra and district representatives of political parties including the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and the candidates of the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly along with the local residents are on a sit-in protest. Earlier on Monday, local residents blocked the road by piling up mud on the road, claiming the delay in the extension of the 16-kilometer main road from Bhaktapur Kamal Binayak to Nagarkot has left the tourist business in a quagmire. Chairman of Nagarkot Nal Dum Tourist Development Committee, Naveen Gurung, said that tourism business and economic development in Nagarkot has been delayed when the road construction was stalled. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. North and South Korea have both fired missiles landing in waters off each other's coast for the first time. Seoul retaliated today 3 hours after Pyongyang launched a missile that landed less than 60 kilometers off the south city of Sokcho. The South's military said it was an unacceptable breach of its territory. It fired 3 air-to-ground missiles in response, which officials said landed a similar distance past the northern limit line. The demarcation line marks the rough midway point in the sea between North and South Korea, but the North has never accepted the boundary. South Korean officials said North Korea fired at least 10 missiles in both east and west directions today. It comes a day after North Korea threatened the U.S. and South Korea over their joint military drills, saying the U.S. and South Korea will have to face a terrible case and pay the most horrible price in history. The authorities in Ukrainian capital Kiev have said water and power supplies have been restored a day after a wave of Russian attacks on the capital's infrastructure. Announcing the resumption of services, Kiev Mayor Vitaly Kalitsko said scheduled partial blackouts would continue to manage electricity demand. The latest strikes followed an attack on Russia's Black Sea fleet in Crimea. They appear to be part of strategy to damage Ukraine's infrastructure in the run-up to winter. Power and water supplies across Ukraine were badly affected after Russia launched dozens of missiles targeting critical facilities on Monday. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the strikes had been partly in response to a drone attack on his Black Sea fleet in annexed Crimea on Saturday. The Kiev government says Russia's strikes on its infrastructure are a response to its military defeats as the Ukrainian army takes back territory in a successful counter-offensive. New Twitter boss Elon Musk has said Twitter will charge $8 monthly to Twitter users who want a blue tick by their name indicating a verified account. As part of changes after a $44 billion takeover of the social media site, Mr. Musk said it was essential to defeat spam. A blue tick mark next to a username normally for high-profile figures is currently free. Musk, the world's richest person, added that paid users would have priority in replies and searches and half as many advertisements. Twitter's former method of verifying users for a blue tick included a sort of online application form and was reserved for those whose identities were targets for impersonation, such as celebrities, politicians, and journalists. The company introduced the system in 2009 after it faced a lawsuit accusing it of not doing enough to prevent imposter accounts. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 11.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 24.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission bars the use of government vehicles by federal and provincial ministers in the election campaign. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand assures with everyone's joint efforts, upcoming elections will be held peacefully. And North and South Korea fire missiles off each other's coast for the first time. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.